Well, so many of us over the past couple of months, because of the COVID-19 lockdown, has been spending a lot of time, let's be honest, watching TV. Netflix has been doing a roaring trade and all the streaming services because so many people have been forced to stay at home, and not so much this weekend, but over the past couple of months they have, and they've been watching TV. What's that doing to our bodies, do you think? You're spending a lot of time sitting down, and we've heard a lot in the last couple of years that sitting is fairly dangerous for us. Susan Cottrell is a physiotherapist and has some thoughts on this issue and joins me on the program. Hello, Susan.
Hi.
Is it dangerous to be sitting down so much watching TV?
Well, I think any sustained posture is the enemy. And I've always said, like, sitting is the new smoking. So any sustained posture, whether it be sitting, whether it be lying down, watching Netflix or staring at a computer at your desk all day is not good for you.
So just to clarify that, what is sustained posture?
So anything that you sit in for or you stay in that situation, that posture for longer than 20 minutes, 30 minutes is probably a sustained posture. So we should be getting up and moving out of those postures every 20, 30 minutes.
So you just mentioned sitting is considered in some respects the new smoking. Why do you say that?
Well, it's got the same it's got similar disadvantages to health. Like, we're just not, it's not good for your health in terms of we need circulation, we need to be moving, our bodies are designed to move. So sitting stagnant isn't great for our cardiovascular system, but it's really not great for our muscles, and we're seeing those impacts across Western society.
And even beyond what we've been going through in the last couple of months with the shutdown and so many people spending time at home, I guess the nature of our lives has changed so much really in the past probably 20, 30, 40 years, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We've become a much more sedentary population. Yeah.
What do you think the solution is? Because it's not like suddenly people can go back to caveman days where we're roaming the jungle. We do, a lot of us have office jobs. A lot of us have jobs where we spend a lot of time sitting.
Yeah, look, I think the solution is that we become aware of it and sort of set people goals of trying to get up every 30 minutes, and whether that be a post-it note on your desk or an alarm on your watch that says get up and move, even if it's just walking around the office or a quick stand-up. And that's why, I mean, I think those standing desks are such a brilliant thing in the work environment. And I mean, certainly over this COVID time, because people haven't had access to their normal office setup, we're seeing more and more issues as physiotherapists with people with neck pain and back pain, because they're just not used to, they're not set up to be able to change position. A lot of workspaces do allow that, and non-traditional, like your home office, isn't necessarily set up that way.
And the standing desks have actually become very popular in the workplace. We've got a few around here at the radio station. And is it the act of, if you're still standing though for a long time and not moving from that position, is that similar though to sitting, or is it still beneficial because you're not physically sitting?
When you're standing up without sitting in a chair, or when you're sitting on the floor, just because of the nature of it, you're more able to move around, and the body sends you more signals of shifting your weight and moving around. But when you're sitting in a chair, you're sort of locked into a position, and everything becomes quite passive. And that's the problem, that when you sort of switch off muscles and chairs are supporting you. So standing is great because it encourages you to shift, and that's why we love the standing desk.
I've actually wondered this lately, and just thinking back, this would be back in the 1980s, I think, Susan. There used to be these chairs, I can't remember what they were called, but you almost knelt on them. They were taking the body's weight on your knees, from memory. Do you remember those?
Well, I think it's probably going to still be the same situation, and you're almost locked into that chair, and I'm guessing that's why they're not still around, is that they really didn't actually change your posture and make you shift positions. So I'm guessing that's why they're not still so popular.
Have you got a couple of, beyond just making sure that you do stand up from time to time if you're in the office, some tips on how you can make sure that your posture's good?
Well, I think people becoming aware of what posture is and what good posture is. Everybody's posture is slightly different because of their body shape, but in an ideal world, or in a sort of generalised situation, we want our ears to be sitting back over your shoulders. And you can sort of do this by leaning against a wall and assessing whether your bottom, the middle of your back and the back of your head can touch the wall. Most people will find they end up in a poke chin position just because the back of their neck has got so the muscles have got so lengthened. So I think just becoming aware of posture, like I said, keeping moving and doing some regular exercise that's not necessarily, you know, pounding it out in the gym. Things like Pilates, like yoga, where you're a lot more mindful about your movement, can be very beneficial to people as well as their mental health. It's great for their physical health.
Okay, I'm putting my ears back behind my shoulders now. great advice. Thank you, Susan.
No problem.
Physiotherapist Susan Cottrell.